Nothing goes down unless I'm involved. No dice games, no dope deals, no nothing.
Nothing?
A nickel bag gets sold in the park, I want in.
All the way in.
You guys got fat when everyone else starved on the streets. What's that from?
Breaking Bad?
Nope. It's a movie, I'll give you.
Oh, I was about to say The Wire, but nope, I don't know. I heard it before, though.
Oh, that's King of New York.
What, okay. The great, I guess I didn't hear it before.
Christopher Walken, he was great in the movie. That name, Frank White, that Biggie Smalls used?
Yeah.
That's where the movie, you know, it came from. That's like the only movie I've ever seen where Lawrence Fishburne was acting up, too. Like, he was, like, gangster. Like, well, I guess no, because...
I think I seen King of New York then.
He was acting up in What's Love Got to Do with It. That's a crazy-ass movie. What the problem is.
I don't know.
Anyway, though. Dang, man.
Are we going to talk about how good LeBron is today?
No. Never going to talk about that.
Okay, then. Are we going to talk about...
We're going to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's why. The notorious RBG.
May she rest in peace.
Yes. Okay, so I want to start out by saying, if you did not vote in 2014.
Oh, God.
And you did not vote in 2016.
Oh, God.
And you did not vote in 2018.
Oh, God.
And don't plan on voting in 2020.
Oh, God.
Shut the fuck up about RGB.
RGB.
RBG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I always say that, too. I always fuck up the G and the B.
Because we've known... The shit that's about to go down, well, they was able to take the justice from Obama because, as he pleaded, nobody voted in 14. So in 16, when they was running, when I think it was like all the way back in May, they blocked Obama for putting in the justice. So nobody voted in 16. And then we got Trump. A little bit more people voted in 18. But because of the first two times, like, it's hard to come back from that. And then we're going to have, they're going to rush somebody in this next 6 weeks.
I was just looking at an article where fucking Glenn McConnell, Mitch McConnell, I don't like that dude, man. I just don't like him.
He's an authentic racist.
It's not just that. I don't like his fucking face. That turtle face he has.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't stand that goddamn, well, you know what? I'm just not going to do anything thing he does. Like.
Yeah, because he.
I like an
activist. He wants to hold the agenda so bad that he knows that he doesn't have to do anything sometimes. And it could hold things out long enough for him to be able to get his way.
I like an active opponent. All right, I can't stand, motherfucker. You weren't voted in, even when you're your side of the equation. You weren't voted in to not do anything. But
No. He was voted in to not do anything if it helps the agenda.
Fuck all that. I'm talking about me personally. All right, me personally, I like an active opponent. Try to whoop my ass, please.
I feel you.
All right, because if I lose to somebody who ain't doing nothing, that's like, bro, you just wasted everybody's fucking time here. Like. You know, I lost a fight, but ain't nothing wrong with me. I could go again. I mean, say what you want about Trump. At least he does shit. Even if he's trying
to... Yeah, he does shit.
He's trying to beat you.
Yes.
He's competitive.
He is competitive.
Mitch McConnell, he just sits there and is like...
Ain't Glenn McConnell a highway somewhere?
Yeah, in West Ashley. Well, the West Ashley part of Charleston, if anybody who's listening... also, by the way, Charleston, Latin in Goose Creek is not Charleston. I saw a meme when that shit had me laughing today.
Latin in Goose Creek. Yeah, Latin in Goose Creek is not Charleston. No.
But yeah.
And we all know Somerville is not Charleston. That's Somerville's the shit. Charleston ain't.
You know who ain't the shit? Mitch McConnell, his bitch ass. Anyway, what you were saying, though, about them forcing through a justice?
Yeah, they're going to force through a justice in the next 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a lot of complaints, and it's going to take us about 20 years just to get over what Trump was able to do with all these federal judges he's been able to put in place and the Supreme Court justice, because this would be the third one.
Yeah, who was the first?
I don't know. I don't know who named. I remember. Well, everybody know Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh was the second one. He put one in right before Kavanaugh, and that was just. Well, I don't know. They all conservatives, very conservative conservatives.
This again to me proves that the liberal side, they're just politically immature. I think they're socially mature. Don't get me wrong. They're socially mature.
Mm-hmm.
To a point. At least they understand that you can't go around fucking with everybody.
At least they were. So what I'm hoping 2020 and well, let's keep it like this. I hope 2020 brought light to a lot of this shit and gets a bunch of
and
5%.
Leg, I'm hit. Peace of God.
And 5%, and the 5% of nation, and 5% nation, we have a saying that says, 85% of the population is dumb, deaf, and blind.
85% of community is not, and 85% of communication is nonverbal. And I don't know why I had to feel like saying that. Is Beanie Siegel 5%? I just thought about that. That line in I think you were.
And I don't know who's all considered 5%
now. No, he's full on Islam now, right?
I don't know anything about all that stuff anymore. I don't know anything current.
I think he's Islam now, but I know that line in the air, 85% communication nonverbal. That should just made me think about that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
85% of communication is nonverbal. Something like that. Okay. But yeah, so I'm hoping like by January 20th. 2021, that could be dropped down to about 65%. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
The funny thing is, though, and this is the thing I keep telling liberals that they seem to refuse to get this, is this last few years, I say since Obama became president, black people, for the most part, we matured quickly politically.
Since Obama became president, I got out.
Right. Since then, because what started happening to us, well, at least in broad daylight again, mm-hmm. and the things that didn't happen for us during Obama's presidency, and then when Trump got elected, it kind of started to paint the picture for us.
Okay.
Like especially now, you see how white liberals keep browbeating us. I keep saying that they keep browbeating us, trying to scare us into voting for Biden. And I keep trying to tell them, hey, listen, all of our problems, none of our problems started with Trump.
I bet they're different on that. Just a little bit. Here's why.
On which part?
White liberals.
Okay, go ahead.
Trying to get us to vote for Biden. Because the white liberals was all voting for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And then Biden came to South Carolina, black liberals. Put him on top.
Yeah, but since he's become the nominee.
So the narrative now is not vote for Biden or else with the white liberals. No. The message that I'm getting from them is, okay, we didn't want Biden. Fuck that shit. However, if we don't get Biden out, we're going to have 4 more years of Trump. So we have to vote for Biden.
Okay, we must know different white liberals. White liberals, I see, always hit with that same jazz. Any vote that's not Biden is a vote for Trump.
That's what I hit you with. White liberal. I'm a white liberal.
Okay. Nigga, credit score to jump.
But that's what I said. That's exactly what I said in the 2016 election.
You don't say that, though.
If anybody that did not vote for Hillary Clinton... Don't matter what I said it on the podcast. See, you don't even listen to the podcast.
I guess I just don't listen
if
to you.
If you do not vote for Hillary Clinton, is what I said in 16. If you do not vote, or if you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, no matter what you put on that paper, it was a vote for Trump.
Anyway,
why am I doing my hands like I'm a president right now? I've been practicing for my president 2028.
You don't want to keep saying vote in your own self-interest. So I don't get that jazz from you.
Vote in all right, so here, I think I explained this to you before. The more people we get to vote, right,
mm-hmm.
the better it is for Democrats. Numbers show, even if you go in neutral,
Yeah, more people vote, yeah.
You're going to get more people vote Democrat. So I don't like black people so iffy. Don't tell me what to do, whatever like that. But me knowing statistically, the more people to vote, the better it is for Democrats.
All right.
Then my whole thing is I don't care what you vote for. Go vote because overall, the more people that come out there and vote, the better it is for Democrats. I don't need to push them left or right. Now, if you notice, I go out there and spill my spill about Democrats and say what I have to say about Republicans. And you can tell which way I lean personally. However, just saying go out there and vote in your own self-interest, it's a push towards democracy.
You just gave it all away to us now. You asshole.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
But my thing is, yeah, vote for Biden, but black people are now asking the question, what's in it for us?
They should.
Yeah. Because again,
you should.
All our problems, disenfranchisement, being unjustly killed, economic status, that shit started since we got off the damn boats. That shit
started.
One
of the things that did happen, though, was Kamala Harris is not the vice president nominee because Joe Biden wanted her to be. That was a nod to the black people.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the black people. That partially gave black people something they wanted. However, black people always go complain about some shit.
So this is up with black in America. We should always be complaining.
Yeah. So then it was, we don't like Kamala because of this. When it was...
You have to admit, some of the shit she's done is like, what the fuck?
When you get in positions like that, and you're over so many people, there's going to be things to complain about.
Make me Attorney General of South Carolina right now, and niggas is not going to jail for bullshit anymore, at least.
And you will not be Attorney General for long, and you will be behind bars.
I tell you, well, for that fucking week,
of justice.
For that week, I'm Attorney General is going to be fucking lit.
So the things that she did is what she believed and the people around her believed, and looking back over people that does the statistics and analysis and everything, it's what they believe to be long-term process. So, like, case in fact, she only prosecuted. Yeah. She only went after...
Negroes.
It wasn't even... No, it was no small drug deals. Like, no small drug cases. She only went after people for marijuana if it was, like, a big-ass case. Like, basically a RICO or a grand case. So,
side note. I had a thought this week.
You had a thought this week? Tell me about her.
You stepped on my joke, man. God damn.
Oh!
You stepped on my joke, man.
Damn it. My bad.
No. But I had a thought this week. All right. Seriously. If you... And I'm seriously asking this. If you take ibuprofen, while you're feeling better, whatever pain is being relieved, are you technically high? You just mentioned drugs. I actually thought about this week.
I don't think so with ibuprofen because it...
Well, any drug like aspirin or something like that.
There's some... Well, aspirin is a pain blocker. So it does nothing for you. That's why I don't take it. Ibuprofen...
It's an anti-inflammatory steroid.
Yeah, and it loosens muscles. Mm. There are some, like cough syrup and stuff like that, I think. That kind of stuff makes you high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So high is like not even... High doesn't mean you're under effects.
Whatever Donald Trump is on right now, it gets you high. Because you have you noticed it?
No.
I wonder if anybody notices this. How... Take a video of Donald Trump now, and listen to anything he been saying before, before Juneteenth.
Yeah.
And listen to the way he talked, how loud and rambunctious he was.
Rambunctious?
Yeah, I'm saying all the words wrong today because I am tired, boss. And compare that shit with today, how cool and calm he be sounding now.
Yeah.
Oh, that nigga high.
Are you high as shit?
Yeah.
As a fucking kite?
I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just saying, in my opinion, if you look at both of them, that nigga high.
What if he be like at a press conference and he just be like, and he don't feel it no more? He be like, he's bust out. Man, that shit been stepped on.
Oh, you just see Snoop Dogg walking in the background?
Hey, y'all. Snippity diggity.
But yeah,
shout out to Pat to get that. Try to understand what to do with that one.
You reminded me about that when you said Pat. But yeah, he yeah, that nigga be high. Anyway, and I know you gotta roll out, right?
No, roll but a commercial.
Roll out to the next commercial, right?
Yeah, what the fuck around you? What you get? Y'all got to kick about this motherfucker. I have the time of my life.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook, at DistractNet. On Twitter, at Distract_net. On our website, www.distractionnetwork.com. Or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
What did that even come from?
Fuck the NFL?
Yeah, like, we wouldn't even talk about the NFL just now.
I don't know. Fuck the NFL. I just had to say it.
Constantly mad at the NFL.
Not the players, the shield, though. Fuck the shield.
Okay. So, anyway. I had not a weird experience, but something I'm tired of getting told. I'm tired of women telling me this. Women are constantly calling me difficult, quote unquote difficult.
Is it because you don't come when they want you to? You just wait?
Well, shit, bitch. Hey, listen. You shouldn't have been fucking.
They used to call me difficult when they used to put their mouth on me and I wouldn't finish. And it was like, it's so difficult. You're making my jaws hurt from all this extra work. So that's why I thought. That's why I thought. So that's not it. That's not it. Same. No. Okay, then.
I feel like I'm Tony Stark and you like the Guardians of the Galaxy sometimes. Anybody who's seen Infinity War knows that scene I'm talking about. No, I don't know. It's a weird thing, man. It's like, I think I'm the most laid-back, cool cat you ever want to meet.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Okay.
I think I'm a nice guy.
When you believe.
But women are always...
Whitney Houston.
Women are always saying, why must it be so difficult, Prentice? I don't think I'm difficult.
Okay.
I think it's... I think...
Mariah Carey.
You love and you believe. Side note. Versus.
What's up?
I'm of the mind that Janet Jackson is the only person that can take down Beyonce in Versus.
Man, did you remember everything I put down on the list?
No, I don't remember.
So I said,
anytime, any place, again, I Get So Lonely.
Carrie Hilson, because Carrie Hilson wrote most of a lot of Beyonce songs.
But I thought the Versus is just for like actual songs that they actually sang on, right?
I think. Like even because when Ted DeRally and Whatchacallit was doing theirs.
But that was for production, though. That wasn't just...
Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about...
The very first verses.
Okay, if you're an artist.
Scott Storch versus Manny Fresh. That was the very first one,
that
right?
Was it. Well, yeah, that was it.
But yeah. Singing R&B singers, I would say... I don't know, man. I just don't think Beyonce is good. I mean, I think she's a decent artist. I think she's good as an artist or whatever. I don't... Everybody has her on like 17 steps above where I think she's at.
You know why I think Janet's going to beat her, though? Well, Janet would beat her.
Why?
Because somebody actually hit me to something. I was at my...
Because Janet could pull the Super Bowl full of chat.
Well, that's true, too. But my day job, somebody hit me to something. Beyonce doesn't do a lot of features.
No.
So Janet's going to have a bigger catalog. And also think about it. When Janet did a feature back in the day, that song was always almost a hit.
Yeah.
No, it was almost always a hit.
Beyonce ain't got nothing to even touch Scream Louder.
No. Again, anytime, any place.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I Get So Lonely. Pleasure Principle.
Rhythm Nation.
Miss Jackson. Mm-hmm. Nasty Boy. No, is Nasty Boys or Miss Jackson the same
boy,
song?
You nasty.
Fucking Scream. What else? What's she on?
With such confusion, now you made me want to scream.
What's it going to be?
Yeah. Ooh, it, oh, I forgot how that shit goes. How does shit start off?
But hey, Busta was killing that shit.
I know. Gonna make your body wet.
Anyway, though.
Damn it. I wish I knew that verse. I was going to spit that shit. I know it. I just can't start it.
I just had to express that shit, though. Like, I think Janet will take Beyonce down. Because a lot of these people who weren't around in the 90s don't get it. Janet was Beyonce before Beyonce.
Yes. Everybody was everybody's Beyonce before Beyonce. I don't see the quality everybody sees in Beyonce.
I'm not the biggest fan of her work, but I do respect it, though.
I respect it. I respect her work.
She's truly...
I've never met her.
She's truly the female Jay-Z.
But I will say, I don't respect what everybody else respect of her. Like, I can't respect an opinion that you think she's the best who ever done it.
She's truly...
I can't respect that.
To me, she's truly the female Jay-Z.
She does have that longevity.
I respect what she's done. I respect the fact that a lot of people like her. Like dude was saying that with Jay-Z. It's never been my cup of tea. Like, I'll give you maybe one or two songs that I'll listen to from them.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them. But you would, again, asking me to sit through an entire album, that's a really tough ask.
Yeah. So, what albums of Jay-Z can you sit through?
None. I can't sit in it.
Blueprint.
Even 444. And I like where he was going
that
with 444.
Shit, I hate that.
I like the theme of 444.
Blueprint
just...
and the Black Album. That's it. I think there's one more out there.
Which one had...
By like, Dig a Hole.
Which one had Takeover? Blueprint had Takeover, right?
Yeah, Blueprint's Takeover.
Okay. But anyway, though, I think I figured it out, though.
What?
As far as why women keep calling me difficult. I think Woman to Date...
Because it's too big to put in? Like, you always rip them?
I want to get mad at you, man, but you kind of give me props now. Like, okay.
I do what I can do when I can do it.
Okay, I'll accept that one. you know, my nigga. I think, and I don't want, I never wanted to dive into that whole, like, not woman bashing, but the gender war thing that's going on. But I think women are used to controllable men nowadays. Now, before you say anything, I want you to think about the fact that you and I run in different circles.
Nah, when it comes to women, there's no circle that you could run around that I haven't been around.
You, I told you presently.
Currently, yes.
Yeah, and you're also married. Well, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm married, so I don't have a circle, but I could go back to circles I've been around. I don't know when it started, but I know since the early aughts. I've noticed that people, I don't know if it happened before that because I wasn't really out in the world before that, but since the early aughts, we've been conditioned that men, you're supposed to basically do everything for a woman, whatever like that.
Yeah,
and that's chivalry to a point, but when it comes to not even dating a woman and you go out, you see a woman drinking and you're supposed to just buy her drinks and then go to the other side of the room and leave her alone. But it's just stuff like that. Like, they think men are just supposed to do.
Exactly.
And never expect anything in return.
And the funny thing
about... I never want anything in return.
Yeah, like me, I'm a thinker.
Right.
You know that's about me. I don't think a lot of people understand how much they don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think women really understand, like, a thinking man... When you're dealing with a thinking man, one thing you're dealing with, too, is someone who... I won't say have a sense of self-respect. That sounds disrespectful to everybody else. Mm-hmm. But he has an idea of one's self-worth, and he's self-actualized by that point. So if I don't want to do something,
mm-mm,
I'm not going to fucking do it.
I used to tell women, they was like, well, I'll be digging one down. How are you spent? In relations with one? With a woman?
Fornicating.
Whatever.
I just watched a Mike Tyson video, so I'll have to
say stuff
head.
Like, well, I give you this, and then I come over to your house, I give you what you want, and I don't get nothing in return for it. I'm like, what? If I could count right, You just came like six times. I came one time. So
that's actually a fair
so
point.
You owe me. Like, I don't see what you're talking about.
That's kind of a fair point.
You owe me. Like,
think about it. You know, one time you got to at least slow down for a second.
Like, wait a minute. So, like, that's the way I always valued it. And I never would do things like if I wanted to go somewhere, I would rather go with my homeboys.
Yeah.
But if I don't have a homeboy that's going to be able to go, I'll call up my homegirls. Hey, I am going to Virginia this weekend. None of my homeboys want to go. Do you want to roll? No? Okay. I'm going to call some more girls. I'll holler at you later. Click. Hey. Like, just to tell somebody, because I don't like going places alone, but, I mean, I like going places alone, but sometimes, like, especially on long trips and stuff, I need a buddy driver, stuff like that. So, but, yeah, if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. That's the fun,
even now, I'm married. Yeah. And my wife and my kids are the only people that I'd be like, shit, I don't want to do that. And then I still go around and do it.
That makes sense. That's your family.
Yeah, especially on movie night, man. Whew.
We have movie nights?
Man, we have movie night.
This nigga real suburban.
Yeah.
My family, we don't think we ever have a movie night. We have more like, go sit your ass down.
Well, because we have such an extended family, we try to keep one thing on routine.
Yeah. So. I feel you. Hey, I mean, I'm a part of you. I'm not, well, I did kind of judge, but not really.
It's okay, man.
Not really judging you, but.
Judge me all you want to. I'm not going to cry.
But the funny thing is, you get these women nowadays, like, I'm a sapiosexual. Like, what the fuck is
a sapiosexual?
Apparently, women who are quote unquote attracted to intelligence, and you know,
no, they're not. It was
me, an intelligent man, I be sitting looking at them like, no, the fuck,
no,
you ain't.
No, they're not.
No, you ain't.
No, you not.
I just saw your boyfriend. I saw your boyfriend, and I wouldn't even try to. I just wondered that they got $5. Like, fuck out of here.
That'd be crazy. They'd be like, oh, I like intelligent men. No, you don't. So. Even growing up, like, me being the smartest person that I knew, that's very narcissistic to say stuff like that.
Yeah, it's true, it's
but
true.
Growing up, I felt like I was the smartest person in my circle or around or whatever. But the only time girls would look at me is when I got that dangerous shit going on. Like, when I had a smooth haircut all the time, right?
Yeah.
When I used to cut my hair smooth. I've always had a haircut, but it would be, if I'm wearing clothes that fit, this is growing up, if I'm wearing clothes that, the same way kids grow, wait, they dress now,
yeah.
Except for they sag and I didn't.
Oh, you used to wear tight clothes?
Yeah, I used to dress like that, like a nerd.
Okay.
Because I was a nerd and I was very poor, so I had to make my clothes stretch. So.
Well, I don't mean to make fun of you being like poor,
nah,
but
it's
yeah,
okay.
You used to wear tight clothes.
So. When I used to dress like that,
yeah.
No. Like, nobody go holler at me, period. Because I look same language. I enunciate the same way. My English was better then than it is now. Yeah. But.
You sure about that? You the one said, what was the word you used earlier?
I said my English was better then.
Earlier I was fucking with you, but with something you said. My bad, I can't remember.
But, I come somewhere. Same area, see the same girl.
She ain't fucking with you.
Dressing with big baggy pants on, still not sagging, but like showing my arms and shit. And the girl was like, damn, when the last time you been here? I ain't seen you forever. Well, I mean, I've never seen you here. I was like, yeah, I was here last week.
Yeah, I was here last week. Lying bitch.
Dressed a little bit different. You didn't notice me. But yeah, but it's something about a little bit of danger that turns a woman on.
I get that. But I was just like, this thought
even
was
with dreadlocks, right? You can tell, like, you keep your shit pinned back.
If you keep your shit pinned back,
you'll notice a different type of woman will look at you than if you got your shit hanging in wild.
Yeah.
Like,
I do,
different women will look at you. Like, it's weird.
But I think some of that does some of the energy I give off. Because when I got my hair pinned back, like, you leave it in a professional setting.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because that's mostly practical because my hair, like the front of my hair,
mm-hmm.
that shit hangs down. So I can't do anything. Like when I'm work, I can't do anything serious because I'm always like moving my hair out the mm-hmm. way. So that's why I always tie it back.
Do your dreads hang low? Then you drag them on the floor?
Was that a real song? Wasn't
Chain.
It? Oh, Chain. But yeah, but so usually when my hair is pinned back like that, I'm in a more professional mindset. Mm-hmm. But when my hair is hanging down, it's more like I don't give a fuck.
Put on some glasses.
Don't say it like that.
You're going to make all them girls moist.
Thank you, but don't say it like that. That sounds weird. but
you put your hair back in the ponytail, put on some glasses, and your customer go walk in there, and you go like, I smell moistness.
Bitches squirted.
You hear, what's that waterfall?
Niagara in this bitch. But the last thing I see on that,
they're gonna tell you to bring some water and a mop.
I'm not gonna lie, if I'm at work, I get tired of that shit quick.
They play that on the radio? They play that at work?
No, I'm saying, like, if I had to keep muffing that shit up, I'm at work. Like, God, this ain't even my job description, man.
Damn it. Let's just bring it. Go to Walmart and get a bunch of towels. Just lay it over
there. I forgot I was going to close with, man. But we going to commercial. Your ass.
All right.
Hey, y'all. This is Kelly.
And this is Amy.
And this is our podcast, In Your Shoes, recording out of Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina.
Need advice on love, parenting, money, success, or anything else life has thrown your way? We are your girls.
You ask, we tell, and we give it to you straight.
Visit our Facebook page, In Your Shoes, the podcast, to ask your questions. If you want to remain anonymous, submit your questions in Messenger.
Find us on iTunes, at Distraction Network, or any place you can download your podcast for free.
That's In Your Shoes, the podcast.
INYO. Parentheses, you are parentheses dash the podcast on Facebook and Messenger.
I forgot the word shoes.
Okay. Shit. Live music. I really wanted to ask you this because, you know, between the two of us, you're the musical artist.
Yes.
On the way up here, I was listening to Bob Marley. May he rest in peace. And I realized I don't like live albums. Like, I listen to a live song. If I'm at the performance, and I even watch a recording of a live song, although I never liked when HBO used to put concerts on, like, you know what I'm saying, like, on, like, instead of doing a new movie on Saturday, have, like, this is the Janet Jackson concert, or this is this person's concert. I used to hate that shit. But I never liked live albums.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Bob Marley's live rendition of No Woman, No Cry on his compilation album.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think that is though? Like, why does it, like, I just vehemently hate even Sade, who's like my favorite songstress of all time, my favorite singer of all time, not just songstress, favorite singer of all time. I can't listen to a live album of hers.
Acoustics, man.
I'm going.
So, me, and do you listen to a bunch of your music in headphones?
Yeah.
All right.
Almost exclusively.
White noise, right? And white noise and acoustics. So when you're listening to live music, you're basically listening to a mono translation into stereo.
Because you hear it in stereo, I guess?
Yeah, you got to hear it in stereo.
Because stereo is like when it's two different sources,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, two different sources. So when someone actually sits down and engineers a song, they engineer it through cans, which is your headphones, in stereo mode. So you have they have the opportunity to get every sound exactly right. When you're listening to live music, there's like a microphone or a bunch of microphones or whatever like that.
Mm.
But it's all coming into one system. And that one system is doing the recording. So let's say you're listening to the recording and you have a drum set is set in the middle, but the guy's banging on his right louder than he's banging on his left, right? And the way it's going into that recording, since it's the live version, even though that drum set might be the background or something like that, it's still sitting over to the right more. And your brain is trying to get it to come back to even. And then you also have the white noise, because every single one of those mics have white noise that comes in it as well. And so the white noise is also compounded. And then whenever they bring it down and try to master it out so that you can listen to that live music on the MP3, you still got, they compress some of the white noise out, but you still have a little bit of white noise, and you still have the uneven layers of live sound.
So, okay, so basically, like, if I'm listening to the studio version of a song, I would hear like that, right?
Yeah.
But if I'm listening to, like, the live version, I might hear, like, one. Okay, that makes sense, I guess.
And do you like live music live?
Yeah, because if I'm in, like, if it's at a concert or just a performance, it's part of the experience. Because I'm not just listening to the music. It's more the moment. I'm with this person. Mm-hmm. We're here together. And, you know, this live performance, whatever. And because there's a reason I'm there, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
And something else that happens is in a live rendition, your mind could adjust those sounds a lot easier than they can in
especially if I already know the song.
Yeah.
Like, if I already know the song, it's probably feeling, I'm probably hearing that you said that uneven sound more evenly because my mind is imagining it.
So, quick note, whenever a new artist does live music, or whenever a new artist introduces themselves to the world, that's why they start out doing covers of other songs. Like, Are doing what was DJ Drummond known for? Jack and Beats, because you're used to some elements of that song already, used to wait till the song goes, but you're just hearing someone else do it.
It's like giving a rub in wrestling.
Yeah,
like in wrestling,
when a rub and tug or just a rub.
It's a term in wrestling, like when your ass, like let's say they want to make you come into town, they want to make you seem as big as everybody else there, they want to sell you, they'll put you together with Ric Flair because everybody in this area knows Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a tag team match with him, or you beef with him for a second.
Right.
And they may even let you win. But the fact that you're in the same ring with Ric Flair, that means you just think it must be somebody.
Okay.
So the same concept?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's basically using somebody else's stuff in order to get on. You're just doing your own version to it.
I explain it to them because it'd be some of my favorite songs. Like, I remember one time I couldn't find, because Hit 'Em Up used to be so fucking difficult to find as a single version. And then I remember I had it, but it was the live version. And I just couldn't stand that
rap
shit.
No, rap live is crazy stupid. No.
Like, the only thing I found, the only thing I enjoyed, I thought was kind of like, it was like a cool, like, aesthetic, was at the end of the song. Because Tupac didn't, because again, you didn't get the rant at the end, like how he does on the studio version.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tupac was out of breath, but it actually made it. It kind of actually added to the effect because it got the sense that the nigga was so damn mad that he couldn't even talk anymore. Like on the recorded version, where he actually went off like another 7 minutes, apparently, like almost just talking about how he hates Biggie, like as if we didn't get that shit in the first 3 minutes of the song.
All your motherfuckers gonna die.
Like, all right, Tupac, god damn, man. Like, maybe I should talk about this shit.
But have you ever heard a song live by artists that you went to go see, but it's the first time you heard that song?
No, I've never had that one.
Okay. You would probably hate the hell out of that song.
If I saw it live.
Unless it's done like, okay, it's like Tyrone, Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
You know she did the whole song live for the first time. She recorded it for the first time. That's the video.
Right, I've never heard it. I've never heard a studio version of that song.
Because she did it live. It carried on live, so she kept it live. But even with that, because she didn't have too much music in it. It was mostly her voice.
Yeah.
And
I did not notice that.
Yeah. So the reason why that did well was just because it was so simple.
And she was talking all that shit.
Yeah.
It was an anthem song. It became an anthem song. You're right.
You better call Tyra.
Yeah, because think about it. Think about every anthem song you ever heard. There isn't a whole lot of musical, like, I would say production, but musicality, I guess, would be the term.
Well, except for WAP.
I wouldn't call WAP an anthem song, though.
You don't think so?
Well, think about it. Would you play that song? Would you play
in
that song?
Church, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, could you imagine that song being played at an NFL stadium?
That's what, like this. Here's another song I never imagined would be played at the NFL stadium.
What?
Just another nigga that arrived for my niggas. Just another nigga that died for
that's
my niggas.
That's not the song, actually. You rapped the word wrong.
For my niggas. I arrived for my niggas. Huh, fuck the mother niggas.
Now you finally said it, bro.
Yeah, I was trying not to say it all the way right.
But Yeah, but think about it. Like, what's that one song by Queen? We Will Rock You?
Yeah.
It's just basically stumps and
Yeah.
What's another one? Damn, I just
and
had
that, that's why just another nigga. I mean, fuck the mother niggas work. Down for my niggas work because it's dun 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 dun. Yeah, that.
Yeah, there was another song I was thinking about. You fucked it up with listening. I was just rapping Down for My Niggas. Shout out to
C-Murder.
C-Murder. Rest in peace, Magic, too, by the way.
He died?
Hey, years ago. I think going on 5 years now.
Oh.
Maybe 10 years. It was a while ago he died.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah, a lot of anthem songs. The fucking Star Spangled Banner. Think about it. The most musical that song ever gets is when people actually play music to it instead of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But usually when the lyrics play, I've never actually heard anyone sing that song where I remember the music being played with it.
Other than Marvin Gaye.
Okay, yeah. Marvin Gaye, when he single-handedly doubled the population of the U.S.
And R. Kelly did a two-step version of it.
Listen, Marvin Gaye, when Marvin Gaye sang that song, every dude in America got ass that night. That's pretty good. That shit was, he sang that shit so cool, too. Like, I've never...
Oh, say.
Can you see? Yeah. I've never heard that song sung cool before.
And, what's that woman name? Fergie.
I heard Fergie too. I think her shit was terrible, wasn't it?
That's what people say. It wasn't bad though.
What was wrong with it? What was wrong with that? I can't remember.
She went and hit some other notes.
I would say I think it was
But she hit notes where the song usually doesn't hit.
So she just went and did her own thing with the song.
Yeah, she did her completely own thing with that, but that's what people was thinking. But if you listen to it, like, she hit the notes. She didn't miss the notes. It was just that people wasn't used to them notes being hit there. They wanted it hit a little bit later. Like, one stanza later.
We can always do better, Fergie. I'm rocking with you. Fuck it. Why do some shit everybody else man did?
Yeah. That's how I feel. That's why I ride an Indian motorcycle.
Indian motorcycle? Yeah.
Yes. Because everybody ride Harleys.
Yeah.
And plus, I also think it's stupid of you to be riding an Indian motorcycle and be racist. Racist ride Harleys. They call it 1% clubs, Hell Angels and shit.
Yeah. But does that make Harley racist, though?
It doesn't, but I don't.
Do they make do they only do those type of bikes, or do they do the ninja bikes, too?
So Harley,
is that
has
a racist term, ninja bikes?
No, okay. Because they're called ninjas. Like, ninja is on the side of the bike.
Okay. But do they make those style too?
They make... I think they bought Bueller. Bueller used to make sport bikes. Yes, B-U-E-L-L.
Bueller. Yeah.
But they don't make sport bikes like that. They make... I call them scat bikes. But they make, like, the small end, like my Sportster.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a... I mean, it counts as a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And it could be bags and stuff could be put on it, but it's made to be like a little quick in and out bike.
That's the one you've been riding recently, right? Oh, that's the Indian.
The Indian one I've been riding recently, the Sportster, is the orange and white one.
Okay.
The Harley.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll start riding motorcycles. I'm more of a car dude.
Dog. You should ride bikes, man.
You know the funny thing about motorcycles? Motorcycles is?
What's that?
They're always heavier than I think they're going to be.
Yeah. My Sportster weighs like 520 pounds.
Yeah.
As small as it is because it's all chrome and metal.
Yeah.
My Ninja weighs... My Ninja has a bigger engine, but it's 470 pounds dry. My Indian is 970 pounds.
Maybe I cut this weight. I start riding bikes.
Nah,
I don't know.
Dog, I'm telling you.
You know what I want? I don't want to say this out loud because people keep. I don't know why.
Get you a garage.
I don't think I'm gonna say this for the first time on the podcast.
If you don't already have one.
I don't have a garage. You don't have a goddamn garage.
I ain't know what you wanted out there. So, get you a garage, and don't even go spend a lot of money on a bike.
No,
go get you like a $2,000 or $3,000 bike.
No, I think this may be my midlife crisis. 35 years old, everybody. When I cut this weight, remember I told you I wanted to take up judo, jiu-jitsu, and I can't remember. I can't decide if I want to take up boxing or Wing Chun. I want to have an amateur MMA fight.
Okay. I will cheer from you.
I appreciate that.
I will cheer for you, just like you're going to vote for me when I run for president.
Problem is, I'd be running against you. Mm. We'll have to decide that
shit.
When
you vote for me, I pretend like I voted for you. Nah, I root for you all 3 seconds in the match.
That's not going to work. See, that's why I want to say that shit out loud, man, because everybody keeps hating on me, man.
Nah, man, I mean, I haven't seen you fight anything before, but you do have it seems like you have the anger to be able to last in the match, or probably win a match, depending on who you're fighting.
I'm not an angry person, not you too, man. Why does everybody think I'm angry all the fucking time? I'm not fucking angry.
Now, you use the word fuck a lot.
That's another thing, too, for people with me. People think I curse a lot. I don't curse a lot.
Mm-mm. If you don't curse a lot, you should not curse that much on this podcast, and you should not curse that much on Facebook.
People.
Or Twitter. If you don't curse a lot, then God. A rapper be like, I don't curse a lot. I only curse on my hooks, but that's all you hear.
People say I curse a lot. People say that all the time, but I don't curse a lot. I just curse effectively. Okay. Most people don't know how to curse.
I curse.
Fuck.
But, yeah, I hit mine.
Man, tell them where they can find you.
They can find me at www.distractionnetwork.com. Start checking out the YouTube channel, Distraction Network. I think it's at distract_net. And because I'm going to start posting some of my bike pics, and we're going to start doing our Twitch shit.
Y'all can find me in St. Louis rolling on. I can help it, right? You can find me again at Mantis Moon to the 7th on Twitter and on Instagram. Please let me know that you find me through this podcast, because Instagram is as bad as Facebook is now with these random ass friend requests from people trying to sell me shit or trying to get me to buy or work cryptocurrency, and I'm not going to do
Stop
that.
Stop doing that. Just DM him a picture of your coochie.
And I'm not going to give you $40 for it either, because porn is free.
Are your penis?
No penis.
No penises? Okay, just your coochie. And he'll decide if he wants to buy from there.
I'm not going
to
buy it because porn is free.
I mean, just tell him you go buy it.
Fuck that.
Maybe.
Fuck.
Just tell him maybe you're going to buy it.
Listen.
Because if you tell him maybe you're going to buy it, then they'll send it. Then you can see it not buy it.
I'm a salesman by trade.
Do not send me anything.
I'm a salesman by trade. I'm not going to get the salesperson hopes up for the sale. All right? I know how that shit feels. I think I got a car sale. You're like, oh, no, I think I went down to Toyota.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, don't send me anything.
I had somebody actually come back to my dealership. That's back when I sold cars. And they didn't buy the car from me. And they came back. It was like, hey, I just want to show you what I bought. And I was so... on the outside, I was cool. But on the inside, I was like, I just went super sane. Like, why the fuck would you come sell me the car that you bought instead of buying from me? Like, it took everything in my body not to get in that car and go wreck that shit.
What car again?
It was like a minivan. And... I don't know. I mean, more power to them for getting the car they wanted, but don't come back showing me the damn car. Like I've. But anyway, though, and you can also find me at Road Warrior 12.
Whoa! did you try to sell a customer car and then they went and got another car and came and showed it to you?
Yeah.
You know I did that. I did that twice. Somebody was trying to shit me out of it. So I'm gonna tell the story really, really, really quick. I was buying I needed a Chevy truck, so.
Not a Mustang truck.
I wanted to pay.
Lexus truck.
No.
Cadillac truck.
I wanted to pay
the
cash
for your bucks.
So, I wanted to pay cash for a Chevy truck. And I saw a 2500 HD whenever it got on the lot.
High def?
HD is basically the turbo diesel engine.
High def engine.
Yeah. So, I went over there and I talked to the guy. It was for $13. I looked at the truck, and I was like, hey, this is what's wrong with it. This is what's wrong with it. This is what's wrong with it. It was four things wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I could go take it all to get fixed, but if I take it all to get fixed, I'm going to up the price on it. Because he was like, I'm probably going to have to sell it for about $18. I said, that's definitely okay. I just don't want to pull off the lot and still have work to do on the truck.
Word.
He was like, okay. So That's what they usually do anyway. They get a truck and they go take it to get all the work done to it that needs to be done to it, mm-hmm. bring it back, sell it. So 6 weeks later, the car was still sitting there. They didn't take it in to go get done. And then I was like, hey, can I just take it to my mechanic and let him do all the things? And then we negotiated the price now. He's like, well, I'm going to take it to get done on Monday. So he takes it to go get done, quote unquote. It comes back after 2 weeks with the different price on it. So I'm like, okay, cool. I go out there. I get the paperwork on it. And then I start walking through it. Not a damn thing was done. And he was like, well, this is what I'm selling it for. Like, I took it to go get fixed. I said, I've marked out everything that needed to be done. None of it was done.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I took it to the shop. I said, okay then. So I left him, went straight to the brand new Chevy dealership and bought that brand new truck. And then took it back to him because I had parts of the truck.
Yeah.
So I just walked it over to him and said, hey, so I went and bought a new truck. So I have all these old parts of my truck. And I figured if you want to use them, you could just have them. And really what I did was I just wanted him to see that, fuck you, I bought a new truck.
That's fine. I get that. Dude was trying to fuck you out your money.
Yeah.
I get that. Me, it was more like, hey, it wasn't like a buy for me, don't buy for me situation. Mm-hmm. It was more like I really wanted to sell them the vehicle. Everything was on up and up. You know, I went into the situation with the best of intentions, right?
Right.
But they just decided to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And as usually, I'm cool. You know, hey.
Cool.
You can't win them all.
Mm-hmm.
But don't come back to me and just be like, hey, I bought this van from the people down the street. Like,
That's all they did. They ain't even make it seem like they was trying to go do anything.
No, there was no malice.
They just pulled up
and
said, yo.
That wasn't like that. No, they wasn't assholes like that. No, they were assholes like that. Oh, that shit would have been way different. But it was like, I get if I had seen them like in the street, right? Mm-hmm. Like I was at Walmart and I just happened by them and they were like, "Oh hey, what's going on?" And I was like, "Hey, you know, I didn't see y'all guys. I ain't never came back. Oh yeah, we just went down the street. This car I bought right here." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Okay, word." And I'm happy for you. You needed a vehicle, you got one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather you got it for me, but you got one.
Right.
That was important because that's what I was working at. Fuck, like I said I was working at Drive Time at the time. And the one thing I liked about working there was that you was helping people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get in more detail on that. So it was more like I wanted to see them in a car.
Yeah.
Because I know they needed one.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they had one was cool with me.
Right.
It would have been more cool if you got it from me. But, yeah, don't just bring this shit back to me whilst I'm working. Just to show me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pull up. Wait. Nah, that's funny. I'm going to go pull up. Blow the horn. Yo, Prince. Prince!
Yeah, did he sell a little
Hey, dog. Yeah, I walked down to the store and got me this new one over here. You see it.
Throw a brick in that fucking window.
All right,
window.
We got to roll.
Y'all can also find me on Twitter at Road Warrior Tez and on my Discord at Road Warrior Tez. Don't ask me how to...
You changed your Twitter name again?
I mean Twitch. I'm sorry. Okay. On Twitch as Road Warrior Tez and on Discord. Don't ask me how to send you requests because I haven't figured that shit out because Discord is confusing as shit, but I want to figure it out. But yeah, that was from Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina. This has been Discussions.
Over and out.
Copy that.